Well, it seems like every time we get to this point where we need to extend unemployment benefits or get the Medicare payments going out to doctors, we come onto a political argument and things get delayed. Right, Todd Zwillick?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on yet again, Celeste. We have had this argument before. We've seen this movie before, but the movie's never been quite this bad for people who've lost their jobs in this recession. Congress, over and over again, as you just said, has extended unemployment benefits for people out of work. Well, those benefits have been expiring, and the Senate has been deadlocked in an argument about how to pay for an extension on this and a whole mosaic of other tax extensions and things that Congress is dealing with. The bottom line here is that 900,000 people, yet again, have seen their benefits expire since June 1st. And if the Senate doesn't solve this problem by the end of the week, another 300,000, it'll be up well above a million unemployed people seeing their benefit checks cut off until Congress can settle this argument over how to pay for these extensions.
But is this really kind of a game of chicken? I mean, each time we've had this debate and people have stood on principle and made their points of principle, we've still, in the end, extended unemployment benefits. We've still extended payments to doctors who serve Medicare patients, right? I mean, eventually they'll get this done.
Well, they've always extended them, but before, they've been willing to extend unemployment benefits without paying for it, i.e. without cutting somewhere else or raising taxes. And that's where the fight is now. There's some conservative Democrats and Republicans who are putting their foot down over finding a way to pay for it. And there's a similar thing going on with the doctors. Now, the reason the doctors are important real quickly is Congress has been playing a very nasty shell game with Medicare payments to doctors for many, many years. What they do is they say, well, we're not going to spend on the deficit on this farm bill because we're going to cut the doctors by 20% in 2011. And they just sort of pretend like they're going to take the money from that. Well, they never do. As you said, they always pay the doctors. Well, the doctors today, this Monday today, are about to see their checks cut 21% because there was another one of those fake cuts that was supposed to be solved. They can't find a way to pay for it. And because they had this deadlock, the checks are actually going down 21% today until Congress can find a way around this.
Oh, boy. Why don't they get their work done? Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks.
Sure thing.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.